a Jew.
I want to say hola, buenos dias, so they think they're on the wrong podcast.
All right,
hola, buenos dias.
Hello, welcome to Shorty's Saltwater Episode 5. We've got Dotari, Ninareth, Frankie, White, Elena, and Annabelle here. Now, where we left off last episode, there was this sort of great fight inside of this temple room between our party of heroes plus Gerald and four pirates.
We're all dying.
Dotari is currently hanging upside down.
Yes, I am.
Tentacled hand. There's this writing on the wall that Dotari's starting to be able to read. Frankie just got shot.
What?
Elena is stabbed and in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
And
I think she also got shot.
Right,
and Annabelle's concentration on the bear spirit is lost as the swordsman pirate is showing up to attack you. Now, as we kind of come back into the fight, is there anything anybody wants to do or see?
What can I do? I'm hitting the
clock
out. Bitch has my sword.
Fair enough. Frankie.
I can't do anything. I can't try and summon more tentacles. Frankie. See how that worked last time.
Frankie.
You
hit the ground with a thud.
I can't see that.
Who
died?
Shut the fuck up.
You take in like strained inhales and exhalations.
Amber heard.
As Elena is kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then the bullet sinks deeper into your stomach and you're out cold.
Can you guys stop talking about emails? Somebody's dying here.
My mom.
You are out cold.
I'm dead?
No, but you're unconscious and you might die. You're bleeding out.
So you're almost
dead. Elena, you're standing over Frankie's body and the pirate just like holds the gun up. And he lowers the gun.
No! Let's not.
So Frankie really is a good person, huh?
I know, like, surprisingly.
It's my character art!
For character design.
And he looks at Frankie. And he shoots you a look, and you kind of stagger backwards instinctively. And he just, like, with his foot, rolls Frankie over. And looks at
Frankie.
And he looks down where Frankie's eyes would be, but now they're shut, and he says, well, he doesn't say anything. He just looks down and goes, huh. And looks back up and pulls out his weapons again. Dotari, on your end, you're kind of swung back and forth by this tentacle.
Can I get down now?
The priestess is kind of looking at you, and she says, it's very, very...
Are you doing the YMCA? The bus agrees!
Very, very interesting indeed.
I can do whatever I want!
Anyways...
I apologize. Please do continue.
The tentacle drops you.
Oh, ow.
And recoils backwards before the portal.
Man, we're
shuts.
Having a rough day.
And you drop onto the ground. Priestess throws you your sword. It says, you know, our crew is Zukato as well. You look in her eyes trying to like read her. You don't see anything. What is it?
Is this some strange
shit,
joke?
Okay.
This is all going on recording.
That's the tug. She knows who I'm talking about. If she listens to it, she'll find out.
An offer.
Why?
She's like, oh, but they're too small, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
there's no need to do this.
Ukatoa.
Has clothes.
Yeah.
And that just went, like,
rises from the sea. When all three of the orbs are returned to their temples.
I want to, but she's gonna be.
When the seal is lifted.
I'm sorry.
Now.
Gracie, you remind me of Kris Jenner. I don't even care. Not with your hair, just in general. Kris Jenner in general. With the whole. What you're talking about, that gave
Christian. I love how we have two completely different
things going on. There's like two different storylines.
I'm like listening to this, but I'm also listening to it.
We're like,
all right, then what's
death,
going on?
Guys.
Well, this lady is talking to you.
About
there's like, so now there's three.
Wait, guys, I know this. There's three orbs?
Yeah, apparently.
Good.
Yeah, we had such fun.
We were told this last time.
We were, but we didn't really pay attention.
Okay,
now,
I'm gonna continue, all right?
I'm sorry, Thomas. We're like being mean.
So, she goes,
I'm getting an offer to ditch you guys.
Don't ditch us!
When all three orbs are returned to their respective temples,
totally
our god returns. Now, tell me, if you were a priest, if you were a warlock, if you had a mission, would you not ask for help?
No.
Quite the tempting offer, I must say.
Hello, bestie.
Do make an interesting bargain.
So quiet today.
I know. Bless you. I'm assuming you're not really wanting to wait for an answer.
I asked you.
Are you?
So bad.
Well, I imagine you don't have much time. And you see, she kind of looks around at the battle going on.
We're still dying over here, so. Oh, Frankie was the one who got shot. Okay.
And Frankie kind of twitches a little bit on the ground. And see Gerald is on the other side of the room.
Oh, yeah, because
And it's up against the altar now.
Oh, wait.
I forgot about Gerald. Me too.
No, poor Gerald.
No, don't.
Not like
kill
the
him.
Only,
save
that's
him.
Just mean.
Poor Gerald. Powers.
I think he's
can I,
trying
do
to
I
just...
have powers?
You have magic.
I never like, can I save Gerald?
You could try.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's still gonna.
You have magic.
I know, but like, I didn't
think
I could do that.
The only decent character.
So what'll it be?
This does sound good. I gotta admit, this could be kinda cool.
No. Wait, if you accept it, will you save Gerald? Or like all of us?
I don't
save us.
I don't entirely know because I don't know what they want to do. All I know is they want.
Yeah, I think he's gonna ditch us.
No. That's just homophobic.
How is that homophobic?
Because it just is.
Whole ocean out there.
Depends how often will I have a stroke.
A stroke?
Yeah, that whole little thingy. You know, you probably had it too, where you like cough up blood. And
a collude?
And oh, that thing. Ah, oh, wonderful to know it has a name.
When you collude with Ukatoa. Right,
Because that actually kind of hurts a bit. Just a little
not,
bit.
Not all too often, but it does come up from time to time.
Do you like the idea that I have a stroke?
All you gotta do is shake my hand and this will all be done with.
Dr. Facilier?
Come on, boy.
Shake my hand. Shake a poor sinner's hand.
We're on common ground.
Okay, the internal conflict, because I actually kind of see where this could go.
This feels like
a character.
I mean, a frog.
What? Turn into a frog?
It's like they're doing the riff off of Princess Frog, where like they shake hands and then he turns into a frog, and it's like shake my hand.
Yes.
Shake a.
Won't you shake a paw?
Come on, boy.
Shake my hand. Won't you shake a paw? Sinner's hand.
I love that movie. It's so
like the music goes nice into movie. The background. It's really, okay. Anyway,
you know what?
Topic.
Out of her eyes,
her eyes go a little darker in her face color, she says. I'm going to need an answer.
It won't let me take it. I find this homophobic.
I'm sorry, but I am way too curious
it's
right now.
It's really cool plot-wise, we get it.
Okay. So I hope you'll forgive me for this. Will we leave?
Promptly. And you shake the priestess's hand, and as you do, this tentacle tattoo wraps around your arm, apparating onto your skin.
That's nice.
And it lights up, and the sword into your hand.
SCP.
And you hear in your mind. Good. Priestess says.
You did, boo.
Very well then.
Priestess, you shake the hand.
Can you send me
yes,
the link?
Why would you do that? That's not smart.
It's for plot points.
And you see.
Oh, come on.
Right.
I was too curious, Jade.
It's like it.
You see,
well, we're magic.
You see the pirate captain kind of turn and be like,
"This is good posture."
Right. Are we sparing him?
Say yes. Say yes.
He said,
"I suppose."
Yes.
And he.
Towards the end.
His gun is pointed square at your head.
Me, let's not do that. Let's
and
not.
And he just.
How about now?
Raises it.
What?
He is just pistol at this guy.
A small sacrifice. I mean, you guys are no longer being fun. It's a small sacrifice. We get rid of Dotari. Small sacrifice. Small sacrifice.
So you're like,
here's the thing.
Small sacrifice. Small sacrifice.
I should watch that movie.
All right.
Anyways,
come along then.
We should have a Disney
two more orbs to find.
We should go.
Two more temples too.
Hayden, Archie's house, and how
great.
Welcome to the team.
Like
and calling the swordsman who has like right next to you, Annabelle, sword out. The swordsman recoils as well. All except the gunner walk out of the building.
Hey, Bobby, what about Gerald?
And now we are out of initiative. And Dotari is gone. Sydney!
We have a story going on! Pay attention!
You just got ditched in the
fuck!
How have you not been listening?
Notari's gone.
They've been like talking shit this entire time. Can we just get back to
my
what
bad.
We were doing?
Sorry, no, we weren't talking shit. We were talking about Disney. We're talking about.
Okay, we are out of initiative. Shit. What do you two
want
to do?
I want.
I'm dying.
So okay, so it's just me.
Yeah, it's all of us, and then like Gerald.
Personally, I still might just.
Okay, and Gerald.
And Gerald. Not minus Notari.
And Gerard.
Gerald. I'm gone.
Okay, so I want to save Gerald.
Right.
Gerald is like my favorite character. And
you.
I'm sorry, guys. I love you all. I love you all.
Took
but, like,
your
Gerald
boy.
Also.
He can't even save me. God damn it, Jane.
And he's sorry, kind of just like a rock laying on the ground with a giant hole in his chest.
Okay.
Kind of true, but like.
Sydney, pick a number from 1 through 5. You get 2 choices.
You're gonna pick
like a completely fucking opposite numbers, knowing me. Okay. I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna do 4 and 2.
Alright.
What was the number?
3. Jade. you go to Gerald.
Oh my god. Now I understand. The magic voice told me this morning. It said 3 or 4. It told me.
Why wouldn't you tell me that? Tell me that?
So,
I didn't know who it was.
Elena, what are you doing as you head over to Gerald?
Bro, the magic voice is so
cool.
It told me this morning, 3 or 4.
Summoning my healing powers.
The answer was 3.
Can I do that? Ooh. I can do that. Right.
There are healing spells in the game.
Yes. I'm finding.
Do you want to just add hit points, or do you want to? What effect are you going for?
Boost his health. Like, I don't know. Wait. Okay. So you're at. Okay. So you can add hit points or what?
Well, there are certain spells that are like spare the dying, where it's like somebody is unconscious and dying, and you like. You stabilize them, but they're still on 1 HP. There are other spells that, like, add HP. There are other ones that cure sicknesses, things like that.
I want to, like...
suffer from, like, not bleeding out.
Yeah, like, I want to, like... So okay, so I want to, like, save him, but still leave his HP.
Do I give off crush? Why?
So you hold out your hand, and you flip to a page of the book, which... written, it's a very simple spell, and you just, like, you do this reversing motion with your hand, and you see that the cut through his abdomen begins to reverse out of existence. At one side of the cut, it just becomes flesh, as though it's filling in. And then the entire stomach is back to where it was. He sinks down and his head bobs over, and he just...
Oh my gosh. Is he, like, exhausted?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
But
okay,
he...
Oh, that was the wrong
okay, good.
Too.
Annabelle, what are you doing? Sydney, two more numbers from 1 to 5.
Please get them right.
I can't, I'm gonna pick the same numbers, but I know you're gonna be like, it's probably gonna be like 5 or 1 at that point. But so, you're not gonna pick 3. Don't look at me like that, Thomas. I'm trying to think logically.
Aren't I going to pick 3?
Oh, wait,
not
yeah.
4 though.
3?
But wait, what about 2?
I was gonna four, say right? 2.
The answer last time was 3.
Oh. Okay, I'm gonna do.
It's not that difficult.
No, I don't wanna get it from wrong. Yeah. I'm gonna do. 3 and 2.
It was 1.
No!
No.
Thank you.
That's horrible. How are we at 16 minutes? What have we been doing this entire time?
Annabelle, what are you up to?
You've been dying. That's what you've been doing.
What have I been doing? The guards, have they left?
The pirates
are
gone.
Not the guards. The pirates, yeah.
All except for the gunner who is dead.
Gracie, wait.
Right. Oh, yeah, I forgot the gunner died.
Okay.
No, I should probably go help Frankie. That would be cool.
Alright.
I have magic, right?
You have magic. Okay. You're a druid.
Great. Perfect.
I have magic, right?
I have magic, right? I always forget because I've been so concentrated on, like, the spirit animal things. Alright. I'm sure. Are there any spells to, like, help the gaping hole in his chest?
Is
there anything I can do for that? Because that's probably why he's, like,
dying well,
a little bit there.
I don't know a lot of... druids might get cure wounds, I'm not sure. I know druids get good berry, but that's like, you eat a berry.
I think I just gave you a stroke.
So I don't...
I need some crackers for this aunt.
So I'm not...
What can I do?
I'm not quite sure, if I'm honest, like straight healing. But...
Should I just leave him there?
You can try and perform a medicine check.
Great, I'll do that.
Okay.
Would that work?
I don't know, maybe.
From a untrained medicine check, give me a number from
pick
1 to 10.
Pick the right goddamn 10. Number. Please pick the right number.
8. 4. Wow.
You
off.
You know a lot about nature. That's a bullet hole.
Wow.
You're like,
I couldn't have guessed.
You're like, what the fuck? How am I gonna help this? There's just like a little bead of lead in Sydney's stomach, where
Lena, can't you do like do you have something for like this?
Is it the same thing as like?
I don't know. He's a freaking flesh? Bullet in his chest. You probably have to get that out.
And
now?
You're like thinking to yourself, Jesus Christ, it's been like 2 days. As you try to like reach into the hole to pull out the bullet, but you're like, no.
I got here like 48 hours ago. What is happening?
Can you get a bug to go do
what?
It? A bug or something?
A bug? You want to get out?
Bruna High has been on your shoulder this whole time.
Ayo!
Hey!
Okay.
Who the fuck is Bruna High?
The beetle.
The beetle.
That we talked to.
Oh,
when we got here.
Okay, I know.
Wait,
you're
to go talk to the
Sydney,
latest beetle buddy.
Hi.
We're gonna do this one more time.
Oh. Don't think about it. Just pick 2 numbers.
1 through 5, 2 numbers.
5 and 2.
4.
Fuck you, Thomas.
I was gonna say 4 too.
All right.
pick one.
Frankie.
Whenever I pick a number, just pick the number I say. Give me some slack. Cut me some slack, Thomas.
I don't know. I've been talking to Thomas. Frankie. He has some ideas.
Frankie, you're... Okay, this is very serious, so I need everyone to...
Fuck up, I'm dying.
Your vision goes from complete darkness to this blurry haze until you have completely come back to consciousness and you stand in the middle of this plain, kind of hilly terrain in the distance that you can't make out. It's as though as you look out on the horizon where was normally normal ground begins to mold and change as though it doesn't exist. It's like an oil painting. The more you get out, the more blurry it gets. Where you stand right now, everything is kind of around you, perfectly coming into view. And ahead of you is this huge rock. And on the rock are all of these words, these letters, these characters. Characters of an ancient language that you can't quite read. You go towards it. You ride your finger along the letters. And you can't make out what they say. What do you want to do?
What's descriptive? You need to write like a book or something.
Yes. I don't know. What can I do?
Can you like decipher?
You try to think back into your memory to figure out what these words mean. You're searching through times where you've explored ancient cities, where you've crossed oceans, where you've met with shamans and people of the sort. And
sorry.
It's as though your memory is dissolving.
Alzheimer's.
Bruh! Your whole... You can't...
It's impossible.
You get this, like... You can see things, but you don't know what they mean. You see an orb.
I feel like that's...
And you,
probably important.
You see this orb in your mind, and you don't know what it is or why it is. You see this man, and you don't know who they are. A tiefling. You can't quite trace who they are. and behind you... Behind you, you hear the voice, a familiar voice, the voice of a halfling.
Me?
Well, yes, you, but I'll be speaking.
Oh, okay.
And as you turn around, you see this this ghost-wise halfling, streaks of white in her hair. You feel as though you've seen this person before, but you don't know where. And
forgetting me again.
And she says, "Oh, Sydney,
Sydney, put the phone down.
Put the phone
this
away.
Is a serious warning."
And the halfling says, as she walks up to you, "What's you know, it it's not all too bad."
Is that Jesus?
Literally.
Oh.
Except
bad.
You don't know.
Everything turns to dust eventually. And now she's next to you. And you're about the same. You're about the same height, and she looks. You're just taller. So she looks up to you. She turns. She says, "Everything crumbles and fails and dies in the end, doesn't it?"
This feels like that the last BoJack Horseman episode.
Huh?
And the last BoJack Horseman episode. I'm sorry, continue.
You watch that stupid cartoon.
It's really good. Continue.
You know, it's always been the question, what's on the other side? Are you ready to find out?
Yes. I want to meet Alicia Keys.
And you feel these strands of light pulse around you. You begin to see them, this network, and upon them are memories, but not yours.
What?
memories of the future.
Wow. Whoa.
Visages of what is not, what could have been. You see...
Shit, they're guilt-tripping me now.
You see fights against a familiar pirate crew. You see the rise of the sea serpent. You see a mountain rended from the earth, and from it, a phoenix. You see the death of Wildemount. You see your friends killed in battle.
Oh.
You see victory and loss and joy and sorrow and birth and death.
Birth? Wow!
And then a light from behind you. And you turn to the light, and this wave of calmness comes over you. And you walk towards the light.
Yay!
And back in the altar, you're standing over Frankie, the both of you. And there's just, as the bullet sinks in, just one more. And Frankie is dead.
Yay!
Wait, I
didn't know Frankie should get his God. Own like episode where it's just
he's
him,
get
like,
his own spin-off.
His own spin-off.
Frankie in the Afterlife, welcome back. And it should just be like me like
welcome back guys. To Frankie in the Afterlife. Right now we're gonna
today we're fighting one of Jesus's guardian angels. Round two, bitches.
Wait, I didn't think we
could. Oh, you have
die.
A horrible gift for my flute. Ha ha!
Not that. Thing is, I did know this whole time.
Frankie's death was to luck. But you. Gerald wasn't necessarily going to die, but if you pick the wrong number, you are going to die.
No, you
so
picked
that
the wrong number six
Three times in a row.
Yeah.
I knew
those,
that you
those
had...
rolls that you made were death saves. Those were death saves.
Yeah, I knew that. Like, once you failed on the first one, I'm like, all right, two more. And then you failed the second one, I'm like, all right, one more. And then you failed the third, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're dead.
Right.
But now I can go meet with you in Houston. And like,
yeah. Whitney Houston, Alicia Keys, this Taylor Swift, Phoebe Bridges.
What do you two want to do?
Avril Lavigne, here I come.
We can make it
if we try. Just the two of us.
And Gerald,
I know you stand over the lifeless body of Frankie. What do you two want to do?
I don't know what to do anymore. Suddenly,
the room feels a lot colder.
I wonder why. There's totally not two dead bodies and someone who ditched you.
Oh God, why did I walk into that bar?
Biggest
mistake of
your
life.
I could have gone. Biggest mistake of your life. You walked into the bar.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm gonna go take a little walk so my toe feels better.
Goodbye, Sydney.
It was lovely playing with y'all.
Maybe we'll re-roll you and Dotari new characters. But
maybe.
Are you out too?
Your
spirit can be summoned.
I thought you were gonna come back. You call my spirit, just scream, and I will.
Oh my God!
And then, you know, okay. I'll
bye, Sydney.
Okay, bye. Hey guys, what's up?
Like Janice. Thank you so much, podcast people, for having me. I know you're all gonna miss me.
Bye.
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 Sorry, I killed your character.
Happens to the best of us. I just suck at numbers.
Okay, Elena, Annabelle, go ahead.
Oh man, I may not. I don't know.
What are we gonna do?
Okay, so let's review the facts. Somebody
I'm sure
died.
Gerald's doing great right now.
Gerald, how are you feeling?
Frankie's last words were. Yes, I want to meet Alicia Keys. Gerald is still slumped over.
Okay.
Hyperventilating.
Okay.
Does he know what's going on?
Maybe we should calm him down from like his panic attack. Maybe we should like help
go,
him.
Like, run over.
Is he aware?
He's having like
that,
a midlife crisis. We need to help him.
You shake him, and his eyes have glazed over. He's like completely out of it. And he gets up slowly and he looks around and he feels on his stomach for the cut. He can't feel it. And he looks at Frankie's body in the room. And he just says, "Where's Dotari?"
He's gonna be like
so
Dotari was like his best friend.
So
while they were
Gerald,
They were so mean to each other, but they were buddies.
Joe, this is gonna take some explaining, but you see, kind of he ditched us a little bit.
And you see his face. It doesn't the opposite of softening. I don't know if hardening's the word. Is that it?
That's
darkening. Like,
his face like hardens.
Yeah.
That sounds.
The face hardens, and he goes. Right. Right. Make good choices, Gerald. And he walks towards the door of the altar, and he says, I'll be waiting on the SS Wretch.
Dang, I never knew he did
that. Dang!
Make good choices, Gerald.
Gerald is really like, go fight these people on the ship, they said. It will be easy, they said. No,
I love how I essentially manipulate him into coming with us, ditch him.
That's so sad.
I was like the only reason he went.
He's like vibing as a goddess over there. I don't know what's going on.
They're living their ghost life. Woo! We miss you. Okay. No, this is sad.
Man.
It's like, Gerald's like heartbroken. And
it's kind of, yeah. Listen, I only
this is funny.
Guys for like 2 days. I don't have much of a connection to any of y'all, but
I'm okay. Sorry.
Dotari knew Gerald for 5 minutes. It saved his life. Twice.
Well, we need
we
to
love
go
the Dotari and Gerald friendship.
We need to go comfort Gerald now because he's kind of like really sad.
Okay,
and I don't want him to turn mean.
Okay,
so like, let's,
okay, you go do that.
You're not gonna come with
me. Well, I wanted to maybe take, you know, the dead body out of like where we are. Well, I'm taking.
It's rude. You're just gonna leave it.
You're just gonna leave Frankie in here?
Oh, no, let's take Frankie. We'll take Frankie, but like, let's leave the other one.
Jesus! Okay, no! Bury it! You don't want to bury the body. You just want to leave it there to rot. And wait for the cockroach.
Not the bad person.
No, not No, dumbass. Frankie!
We can't bury Frankie yet.
Wait, give me a moment.
This is too good. This is too good.
Wait, no.
I love this.
We need to bury Frankie.
We can bury Frankie.
We're gonna do that. Let's go bury Frankie, but like we'll see the other ones.
No, not the guy who tried to murder all of us and then we murdered. I mean, person who's fighting with.
Yeah, let's leave him and let's go get Frankie. And let's go bury him. Or like, cremate him or something.
Are we. What are we doing with Frankie?
We're burying Frankie.
We are taking him to the boat.
Oh, you're taking Frankie to the boat?
No, we're gonna take a dead body to the boat!
What? I was going to say. We can take Frankie to the boat and discuss what we're going to do.
I don't
want to
discuss. We should just bury the body.
Like, where?
Hide the evidence.
I don't know. In the grass? It's an island. Nobody's lived here for, like, thousands of years.
You know what I mean? I mean, like, don't want to do it anywhere special.
Don't do it anywhere special.
Yeah, like, what?
Okay, like, Gerald is like, can we just take it?
Just go.
Take
okay,
Frankie
let's
and go.
Okay, come on, let's go
to
bury him
to the ship
now.
Or to bury.
Just go outside,
okay.
Please.
You head outside into this large clearing around the altar, and you see a lot of footsteps heading to and from the people who have now left and those who have come. There's now a streak of mud where before there was only grass.
Okay, so now we have to take him somewhere different.
You're both pretty weak upper body strength people, but
yeah,
we're gonna, like,
and this
around.
Is dead weight
it's
like a very difficult carry for you two.
Oh, so you could carry the crate, but you can't carry Frankie, huh?
But you do carry the both of them.
Well, okay, we have to go and take him to the boat because I'm not burying him in mud.
I don't
want to,
like, go on a ship with a dead body.
Let's just go on the ship with the dead body and go somewhere else. Like, really fast, just like.
Kind of put it back. Put it back where it came from. Find Frankie's mother. Shove,
yeah, we
shove
like
the body right.
You need to hide the evidence. Okay.
You Fine. Do. You do have spells that can move like earth.
Yeah.
And
can we
stone
like?
So
oh,
can
not, I can't just, carry like, him the rest of the way.
Yeah, but like I.
Take a dead body on a
but
boat.
We can't bury him in mud.
We have to, like, he's a rat gnome.
You know, but it's Frankie. get very hidden in mud.
Fine, fine. Oh my god. Okay, fine.
I got rid.
I will take a corpse onto the boat.
Okay.
I'm assuming there's parts of the island that aren't mud, though.
Imagine Frankie just watching us from heaven, like.
You.
What the hell, guys?
You walk through the jungle underbrush for about 10 minutes in silence after that. Before you come to the part of the beach where the wretch is, you see that the wretch is still where it was, but next to it is this huge, like, section of sand that has been excavated where another boat was, where the front of another boat has crashed into, and you realize that's how they knew you were here, and that was their pirate ship. You can't see Gerald anywhere. You come to the ladder.
Yeah, which just casually having an
and
impressive
as you,
episode.
As you come back onto the boat, now with Dotari gone and Frankie White dead. That's where we're going to end this episode.
No, Shorty. I hope
you
thank
all enjoyed.
You
we'll see you next time. Goodbye.